Wake up, sweetie.
I said wake up! Aw, did that sting? Good. You know, you deserve some pain after what you put me through. Who knows? Maybe it'll clear your head. In fact, how about we test that little theory out, huh? Ah, selfish fucking bastard! Do you understand how worried I was? You could have died! I mean, for God's sake! If I'd have been even a few moments later... Oh, fuck, I can't even think about it. You should have called me, sweetie. Why didn't you call me? I know you have my number. Oh, baby. Of course I would have answered. Whatever made you think otherwise? Uh-huh. Of course. Sweetheart, no. Don't say that about yourself. Lots of people care about you. I care about you. Take that back! I'm doing this because I love you. Because I don't want to lose the only person in my life that actually matters to me. Don't struggle, okay? I had to make sure you wouldn't try and hurt yourself again, okay? That's why you're tied up. That's why I drugged you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just didn't know what else to do. I panicked. No. I've been watching you for so long, Cupcake. You're my darling boy. I don't even know what I'd do without you. I'm serious. You're who I think about when I'm getting ready for work. Who I wish I was holding as I cuddle my pillow to sleep. Getting to see you is the highlight of my day. It makes me believe that everything's gonna be all right. That one day, we'll finally be together. Happy. I don't care if I have to follow you home or look into your window from my apartment. Those moments are precious to me all the same. You'll think this is silly, but sometimes I feel like I'm really spending time with you. That you can sense me watching and let me in. Every once in a while, when I get lonely, when I'm sitting up there in my empty room, huddled up in a blanket, I'll see the light go on in your apartment, feel a sudden warmth filling me. It's as if you knew I missed my sweet boy, that I needed to see you again. And move to our special spot window facing me, so that I wouldn't be alone. And then, if I'm feeling especially down, I'll talk to you. You must think I'm loopy. It's not anything crazy. I just, you know, tell you how my day was. That's all. It's like keeping a journal, sharing my secrets with someone I trust. Except I pretend that you're talking back. At the end of it all, I'm only holding a one-way conversation, yet it's still comforting, in a way. Think of it as a manifestation, if you will. I'm preparing for when we really do live together. For when we're snuggled up in bed, making pillow talk. I imagine that a lot, actually. So much so that it's almost a dream. I imagine floating over from my room, weightless, across the cars and the people in the street below, into your bed and your life. I want to be a part of your life, sweetheart. I've been trying to get close to you, but I know. I know that you're afraid of me. Afraid of being hurt. Or lied to. You're a shy little thing. Anxious of all the bad things that could happen. Well, you don't have to worry anymore, baby. You're safe with me. Relax. I'm just caressing your face. Poor baby. It's hard for you to trust other people, isn't it? Yeah, I know. You're scared of being betrayed. Of them finding out who you really are, and suddenly deciding they don't love you. It's an understandable fear, though. I mean, how could anyone love you? The real you. You're just a fraud, a soulless husk, masquerading as a person. And as the days go on, your disguise wears off a little bit more, leaving you tumbling, tumbling down into the darkness. Where will you go when the last flake of paint chips off? What will you do without that mask? Or at least, those are the lies you tell yourself. The poison you've filled your mind with. Well, guess what, sweetheart? I know the real you, and he's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I've seen how kind and thoughtful you are, how you've struggled through, even when things were bad,
just to make other people happy. And things were bad, weren't they? There were days when you could barely get out of bed. When all you wanted was the quiet embrace of sleep. But you still woke up, all the same. You pushed the covers off and walked into the chill morning air, thinking that maybe, just maybe, if you kept moving, life would open another door. Sweet baby, it's okay now. You don't have to be strong when you're with me. Oh, there he is. Good boy. Lean into my touch. Oh, good boy. It feels quite nice when I pet you, doesn't it? I wish I'd been there for you sooner, darling. It was only dumb luck that I followed you into that store yesterday. Noticed you buying a gun with only... God, if I hadn't realised what my sweet boy was planning, I probably would have heard you do it. I might have even seen a flash.
From me. I'm the one who saved you. What? Would you rather I let you blow your brains out? Is that it? Fuck you! You don't get to die, whore! Unless I say so! Mistress is never, ever... letting her darling boy go. Understood? Scared? Why are you scared, baby boy? You shouldn't fear for your life anymore, right? No. Mistress already threw that nasty gun away. And you're all nice and tied up, secured in those bonds. You can't hurt yourself now, okay? Okay, shh. Look me in the eyes. I'm gonna make sure my good boy never tries something that selfish again. I've come to a decision, sweetheart. I've decided that you aren't responsible enough to live on your own. Not in your current state, at least. So... until you've recovered, Mistress is gonna be in charge of you. Hey, shush, 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 shush. Stop squirming. You're okay. You're okay. Stop. No screaming, sweetie. I'll gag you if I have to. Good boy. Just relax. You should be happy about this, hon. From now on, you get to spend all of your time with me. Being pampered and doted on. Good pet. Just let me kiss your adorable little body. Yeah. I like obedient boys. Boys who understand how hopeless it is to resist their owners. Fuck, good boy. Feel my hands gently brushing against your skin. Working their way down, lower and lower. Until I reach your soft thighs.
I got such naughty ideas. Seeing my cute boy splayed out naked on the bed like that. I had to sleep on the floor just to stop from pouncing on you. Though I did release a bit of tension before then. Sorry, baby. I'm not a saint. I couldn't deny myself completely. It felt incredible. Snuggling your unconscious body as I held my vibrator to my clit. When I was done, I smeared some of my juices onto your lips. I wonder, can you still taste me, sweetheart? Don't fight it, darling. You're okay. Mistress is just wrapping her fingers around her boy's perfect cock. I won't even stroke you yet if you don't want me to. I'll simply give your shaft a nice, soft squeeze. Oh, good boy. Get hard for mommy. Yes, good boy. It feels nice, doesn't it? Oh, giving yourself to a strong, dominant woman. Knowing that you're hers and no one else's. Sweet boy. I'm going to love nurturing you, making you my happy, submissive house husband. Plus, I work from home too. We'll almost never be apart. Only when I have to drop by the bank or go shopping. And even then, I might be able to bring you along. After all, it wouldn't be suspicious if no one ever saw you again. So here's what we'll do. When I'm done breaking you, I'll send a message from your work email telling your boss that you quit, that you're having a mental health crisis and need time to recuperate. If they call back, you'll answer it with me in the room. Once that's settled, you're going to come live with me as my boyfriend, be it willingly or by force. Either way, I'm putting a collar around your neck. Yes, one of those nice ones with the tracking chip. So I always know where you are. And then, it'll be time to start your treatment. You'll stay with me as long as it takes to heal. Slowly being built back up by mommy until you're ready to enter the world again. My good boy won't have to worry about anything. Mistress will cook whatever you want and comfort you when you get sad. I'll give you kisses and hugs and lots of presents. And all you have to do in return is love me. No, sweetheart, I'm not lying to you. Honestly, I'm a bit offended that you'd even say that. Do I look like some kind of back alley doctor who harvests organs? Of course not. However, if you must be so cynical, maybe this will ease your mind. When I say love, I mean its physical expressions as well. I won't be satisfied with a simple kiss every morning, or having sweet nothings whispered into my ears as I drift to sleep. No, no, no. I need to claim you, sweetheart. To feel your thick cock filling me after a long day of work. And your seed splashing against my cervix when I get horny. You'll devote yourself entirely to your mistress, both body and soul. The word no won't exist when it comes to having sex with me. Only yes, mistress, and please, mistress, will come out of those soft lips. Let's try it out. Do you want me to stroke you, puppy? Sorry. I'll call the police was the wrong answer. Why don't we try again? Do you want me to stroke you, puppy? Good boy. You learn so quickly. That's it. Lay there as I pump your pretty little penis. Good boy. You're so stiff for me. Open your mouth, sweetheart. I'm gonna stick my tongue inside. Shush. Calm down, puppy. You're getting all worked up trying to struggle away from me. Answer me this. Where are you going to go, huh? You're still tied up. Or maybe my boy knows I love holding him down. I love forcing his body to tremble in fear and ecstasy. Yeah? Are you pretending to be a brat for me, darling? Such a thoughtful pet. Yeah. I'll make you feel even better. Good boy. Moan in that adorable voice of yours. Beg and plead while I rub my spit along your shaft. Lubing you up. You want your mummy? Oh, sweetie, I'm right here. Yes, mommy's got you. Stop. Why? Don't you like this? You must. You're bucking into my hands so desperately. Fine. I'll give you even more, puppy. Give in and let me jerk you off. There. Don't cry, little one. It's natural to feel pleasure when mistress uses you. Even if you don't want her to. Subby boys enjoy being raped and toyed with. Their hearts flutter at the thought of a woman taking what she wants from them. So keep moaning like a little slut. There's no need to be ashamed. can't help it. Fuck, that's a good haul. How about I go a little bit faster? The face you're making right now is priceless. You look like you're in heaven. My precious little boy. I'm never letting you out of my sight again. No. Because you're meant to be with me. I could tell the moment I laid eyes on you. Good pet. It feels nice when I rub the tip with my palm, doesn't it? Ah, yes. Keep thrusting into my hands. We're perfect together, sweetheart. Two broken toys longing for love, each with the other's missing piece. You aren't like those other pathetic bastards I used to date, are you, puppy? No. You wouldn't call me crazy. Or abandon me after I've just bared my heart to you. You love me, right? Say that you love me. Say that you love me. Please. I need to hear you say it. Good fucking boy. I can't believe I wasted so much energy chasing those ungrateful losers when you were waiting for me all along. Waiting for your angel to come and save you. Let the pain and sadness wash away, baby. Forget everything but the warm pleasure of my hands stroking you, of my wings holding you close. Oh, you frightened me, puppy. I thought I was going to lose you. Usually I just have to worry about whether my good boy's had enough to eat, if he slept well, but seeing you there, staring down at the gun in your hands, oh, it broke my heart. What was that, sweetheart? It's a bit hard to hear you, I'm sorry. Oh, honey. No. You don't have to apologize. You were sick. But I can fix you. I can fix you. I can heal you. Trust me, puppy. Mommy will protect you. So tell me what you want and I'll give you anything. Anything. If it'll make you feel better. Good response, sweetheart. Stay still. I won't make you wait. Good boy. Mommy's just going to sit on your cute face. Shit, you aren't wasting any time, are you? Oh, no, don't stop. Oh, you're doing really well, darling. Yeah, lap up my slit. Oh, coat your tongue with mommy's juices. Oh, fuck, I'm already gushing for you. Oh, my honey just keeps dripping out. Oh, do you like how I taste, slut? Oh, nice and sweet for my perfect boy. So eager. Gosh, is this really better than being jerked off? I'll take those whimpers as a yes. That's it, baby. Take in your own ascent. Oh, I bet you wish you could hold on to my thighs. That mistress would let you worship her beautiful, puffy pussy as you thrust into her mouth. Oh, except... you aren't in control, are you, puppy? No. I set the pace. Because I know what's best for my boy. Don't fret that pretty head, sweetie. Mommy will guide you. Mommy will tell you what to do. Yes, keep going, whore. Fuck me with your tongue. Oh, your cock's pulsing really hard. And look at all that pre-cum dripping out. It's like a faucet. Have you even come lately? I guess not. Well, that's just no good, honey. Your penis needs lots of special attention. It's unhealthy to go too long without ejaculating. Oh, well, don't worry. Now that you're living with me, I'll make sure to milk you every single day. Doesn't that sound nice? Getting to cover me with your sperm whenever you feel like it. If you're especially good, I might even decide to wake you up with a blowjob. Just imagine it, puppy. Rubbing your tired eyes to see my tiny pink tongue flicking over the head of your cock. Like this. It's all right. Just focus on eating me out. Your balls feel so full in my hands, darling. They're clenching up too. Are you close? Good boy. Hold it in. Mommy wants to play with you a little longer. You're being so good, baby. I'm just gonna put you in my mouth now, okay? Oh, you're shaking. All the pleasure's overwhelming, huh? You have to take it. Sweet thing. You're so weak compared to me. Even if you tried to fight back, it'd be pointless. Your cute little body is just too frail. I'm toned and strong, like a lioness ready to devour her prey. I could treat you as my toy if I wanted to, and there's nothing you could do to stop me. It was adorable when you tried to push me away last night. Yeah, you got all upset when I confronted you. Oh, said I didn't have any right to be in your apartment. But anger turned to fear as I slowly walked towards you, a grin spreading across my lips. I couldn't help but chuckle. Oh, seeing my sweet boy acting tough. Oh, a part of me enjoyed holding you down, muffling your screams with my hand. God, I'm getting worked up just thinking about it, about how good it felt. Oh, bearing my strength onto you. There's something about making your lover powerless before you that's addictive. Good boy. Oh, lick my clit. Oh, you are so precious, sweetheart. Staring up at me with those big puppy dog eyes as I held your arms above your head. In that moment, you knew you were completely at my mercy, and the only thing you could do was squirm helplessly, tears streaming down your face. Oh, I was so fucking wet. I wanted to rape you right then and there. But I waited. Oh, because I love my good boy. He deserves better than being taken on the floor. So I put you to sleep with a nice, soft, chloroform-soaked rag. Now we get to take our time, puppy. I can worship your pretty cock with my tongue. I lick up and down the shaft as you moan into my pussy. Good boy. Do you want me to take you deeper? Look at you, humping the air. All right, sweetie. I'll go all the way to the base. How is it? Fucking your owner's mouth. Did you like feeling my nose pressed against your big heavy balls? Hearing Mistress slobber on your cock, covering it with her spit. Don't stop, whore. Keep putting that pretty mouth to use. Yeah, sense it. Oh, drink my juices. Good fucking boy. Feel the muscles in my throat clenching around you. Oh, fuck, I'm almost there. Oh, you're doing so well, baby. Yes, stick your tongue inside. Tongue fuck my pussy. Oh, good boy. Mistress is going to be a bit rougher, okay? Oh, yes. Ah, grinding into your mouth. Oh, such a good slut. I'm going to come all over your face. Most there, baby. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
go, honey. I have an orgasm that hot in ages. I'm still convulsing a bit. Good puppy. You made mistress really happy. I could get used to that kind of treatment. In fact, thinking about it, you'll probably be spending a lot of time with your face between my legs, darling. We can talk about that later, though. Something else needs my attention right now. Oh, sweet baby. Your poor little penis is twitching like crazy. Oh, it must have been agonizing. Feeling my hot breath on your cock as I climaxed on top of you. If only I'd been a few inches closer. Then maybe you could have pressed the tip of your cock against my lips and covered them with all that thick, sticky cum. You're at the edge, aren't you, puppy? Yeah, you'd do anything to get your release. Well, I'm not going to leave my good boy unsatisfied. So just settle into the sheets and watch Mistress move down the bed before straddling your thick, aching cock. Ooh, it's still nice and slippery with my saliva. I shouldn't have any trouble putting you inside me. Oh, wow. There we go. Oh, feel yourself being swallowed up. Oh, how the lips of my pussy grip around your shaft. Good boy. Take it. Oh, puppy, no. We don't need protection. No. I want you to give me a baby. To feel your hot seed spilling into my womb. And know that you'll always be mine. You're gonna make me a mommy, sweetheart. Even if I have to rape the cum out of you. Oh, hey! Why are you getting so riled up, honey? I thought I told you not to scream. Ah! Stop it! Stop thrashing about! You fucking whore! You better not try to bite me. Oh, shit, yes. Listen! You can't escape, slut! I own you. That's it. Look into my eyes as I ride your perfect cock. I feel the pleasure watching over you. I'm gonna turn you into my fucking bitch. And you'll enjoy every second of it. Oh, fuck, yes. You like how muscular I am, don't you? You're just a weak little boy compared to me. Don't lie. I can tell that my abs make you drool. Maybe if you ask nicely, I might let you kiss them. Oh, sorry, it's kind of hard for you to talk, isn't it? Then just get a good look, slut. Look at the body of the woman who holds your collar. Oh, such a cute little rope slut. Yeah. Oh, you're a rebellious boy, aren't you? Oh, but it's okay. Mommy still loves you. Here, let me take my hand off your mouth. Oh, good boy. Moan for me. There you go. Give up. Shush, shush. There's no need to fight, okay? Mommy just wants to help you. Good boy. Let me lick those bitter tears away. Oh, you're so beautiful, sweetheart. I wish you knew that. I wish I could make you understand how wonderful you are. That you're loved and cherished. You're my precious boy. I'm listless and empty without you. There's so many people in your life who care about you. I would miss you if you were gone. But you weren't thinking about that last night, were you? It didn't even cross your mind. Because there's a darkness inside you. Sickness. It eats away at all those happy feelings. Turning them into ash. That's why. Oh, you have to let me heal you. Okay, please, sweetie. Let me take away the pain. Silly boy. Those doctors have no idea what they're talking about. You don't need pills or therapy. You just need me. I'm the only one who can fix you. A mother's love is better than any medicine. Oh, one question. Why are you still resisting? Huh? I mean, you were about to kill yourself. If you no longer value your life, why not give it to me? What do you have to lose? I promise I won't hurt you. Those slaps were punishment, Cupcake. There's a difference. A little discipline is necessary. You don't really think I'm mean, do you? Yeah, just tell Mommy you love her again. Go on. Fine. I can deal with stubbornness. There. I've got you. Feel my hands tightening around your throat, causing your vision to blur and your head to go all fuzzy. Relax, baby. I know what I'm doing. You can still breathe. I'm simply cutting off the blood flow to your brain. Worst case, you pass out. That's all. Good boy. Allow your body to go limp. Drift deeper. It's time to make a choice, sweetie. Eros or Thanatos? Life or death? Search for an answer in this dark place. Feel the cold silence of that good night.
and the warmth where our bodies touch. Which do you want? To fall into an ever deeper sleep? Or to be reborn in your lover's arms? Make a choice. Come up now, sweetie. Let the blood rush back to your head. Oh. Good boy. Good boy. You did so well. Come on, darling. Forget about that loneliness and pain. It's all in the past. You have me now. Your loving mommy. So just say it. Say those three little words, and you can be mine. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. I love you too. Fuck you even harder than before. Yes. Oh, bug those hips. Oh, good boy. Oh, bury your cock inside my pussy. Oh. Wait, slow down. I'm going to untie you. That's right, sweetie. I trust you. Good boy. Wait a little bit longer. I'm almost done. There. Done. No. Oh. Sweetheart? You're turning me on my back. Oh, good puppy. Give mistress that big cock. Who do you love, baby? That's right. You love your owner, your mistress. You won't scare me like that ever again, will you, sweetie? You won't. You won't try to hurt yourself. You'll come talk to mummy if you start to feel sad. So I can kiss you and soothe your heart. Good boy. I love you. I love you so much. Fuck. You're sucking on my nipples. Oh, baby, that's it. No, suck me while I bet you. Oh, such a precious boy. I can feel your cock pulsing. Is my little puppy close? Yeah? Oh, kiss me. I want to kiss you when you come. Good boy. Unlatch. Up you come. There you go. Let mistress hold you close. Oh, yeah. Oh, pound my cunt. You're so lively. Are you thinking about breeding your mistress? Emptying those heavy balls inside her? I wonder if you'll be able to stop after one load. Maybe you'll keep pounding away, pushing the cum even deeper. It's amazing, isn't it? The thought that we could create new life right here on this bed. All it takes is for one of your little swimmers to find my egg. And I'll be pregnant. I know you want that. To see me grow big and beautiful with your child. To feel for their first kicks in my belly.
Ah, good boy. Oh, feel me wrapping my legs around you. Holding you in. You can't get away now, my love. You have no choice but to come inside. Good boy. Give it to me. Chew your seed into my waiting womb. Breed me. Breed me. Yes. Breed me. Breed me. Breed me. Breed me. I love you. 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 Don't fucking stop. I will hunt every last drop of your cum. Oh, what good boy. It's okay, honey. Let everything out. There you go. Lay on my chest. You're safe. Shush. Good boy. Cry as much as you need. Yeah, mommy will rub your back. Oh, good boy. You had a really hard day. But there's no shame in asking for help. You don't have to go at it alone, Cupcake. Always remember that you are worthy of love. You're a good boy, and you deserve to be happy. So don't give up. No matter how dark it gets, there's light to guide you. The moon and the stars will shine down, illuminating the way. Cling onto that hope. Push forward. Perhaps you'll find another traveler. As long as you're alive, good things may still come. Good boy. Rest in my arms. Oh, you look so cozy. Snuggled up like that. Get plenty of sleep, puppy. It'll be morning soon. Perhaps I'll make us some pancakes or scramble up some eggs. A couple sausage links could be nice too. You'd like that, wouldn't you, sweetie? Eating breakfast in bed with your new girlfriend.